Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The premise is simple. Two people are trapped, and they must escape. This is Escape Capade.
The room. You are in a psychic's lounge. Your memories are foggy and you don't quite remember how you got here. Looking around, you see the center of the room is a round table with an orb that's sitting on it. Looking to the east, there's a door that's covered by a beaded curtain, and beside that on the wall is painted a giant mural. Looking to the north, you just see a wooden hutch with lots of tchotchkes on it. Looking to the west are two large closet doors. Looking to the south is a wall of display shelves in a mirror. Your reflections in the mirror confuse you, and for the first time, you look at each other and realize you have switched bodies.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
This is crazy.
Pretty.
Oh my god. This is, I feel so powerful.
Oh my god.
I feel so handsome.
Oh my god, I feel like a little petite, like a little pageant princess.
I feel like I could fight someone.
You could fight? No, not me.
I'm not gonna, but I'm much stronger.
Okay, because I'm small now, I'm scared.
But I'm not gonna fight you. I'm not gonna hit a woman. I wouldn't hit a woman.
And I wouldn't hit a man.
So then we're okay.
I wouldn't dare hit a man. Oh my god, look at my little ringlets. Look at my blonde little ringlets.
Oh my god. That's what my hair looks like from the back? Okay, we should focus.
Sorry. Shut up. Wait, do I have your... So, like, should I just, like, adopt your name? Or, like, do we, like, have our names as our old selves?
I think we should, to avoid confusion, mm-hmm. have our names as our old selves.
Okay.
But we're just in our opposite bodies. I think that's fair, right?
So I'm Steve.
Yeah.
Little girl.
And
Steve.
I'm Miranda.
Oh. Hello.
And that's how I am.
Perfect.
Okay. So right away.
I'm confused.
I mean, I don't remember anything. Do you remember anything?
No. And to be honest, my head hurts and it looks like I have a goose egg growing from my temple. It's like a
I know, you got hit.
I got hit. It's truly protruding like 3 inches from my head.
I know, and I'm bleeding down my neck.
What?
I mean, your neck.
Oh,
your
my,
neck.
Your neck.
My neck.
I know. This will be tricky. Well, I'm bleeding, too. We're both covered. We're drenched in blood.
Covered in blood. Yeah, drenched
gross.
In blood. And I don't know if it's ours or if
no.
it's, like, an animal.
I think it's animal blood, for sure.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
It's like goat. It's like goat blood. Ever been to a Greek restaurant?
Yes.
It's kind of like if you go to the back room and like where they're like hacking up and like slicing up all the goats.
I haven't been to the back room.
Well, as a man, like you're going to find that you will end up in the back room of a Greek restaurant. But as a girl,
boys
I don't.
Boys club.
It's definitely a boys club. But as a girl, I don't think you would have ever been allowed.
No. I would have fainted.
Probably. Maybe we fainted in here.
Okay, yeah. I mean, maybe we didn't, though, because you have a big bump on your head.
It hurts so much.
So maybe we got knocked out.
Maybe we got knocked out.
But then how did we... Okay. Maybe immediately I'm drawn to this mural.
Well, it's gorgeous. Can I say that, first of all?
Yes, I'm moved.
The mural is of a glowing orb that's surrounded by, like, 3 statues. An elephant, a tiger, and a peacock. The mural is painted in blood, And the thing that stands out to you the most is that the peacock is decapitated.
Now, you see, this mural reminds me a lot of my quinceañera, my 15th birthday party.
So oh, it does why?
Well, I mean, it was circus themed. It was kind of kooky. It was kind of crazy. I'm kind of like, is this art imitating life? Is this life imitating art?
I wish we were friends back then.
I know, but
you could have invited me.
I know, but we were enemies.
We were enemies. Middle school enemies.
Wait, what? Middle school enemies for what is this orb? This orb is stunning.
It kind of looks like the crystal ball, right?
Oh my god, it kind of looks
like are we seeing parallels?
Oh my god, did
you look at the crystal ball? It looks exactly like the one in the mural, but it's not glowing.
Damn it.
Oh my god, boring. Opaque ball, also, no glow.
Can I just say, it's so hard to see things with your eyes because you're colorblind. I'm sorry.
Can I say something? It is hard being this tiny and petite and short. Have you seen me with my little frilly skirt? I'm hopping about.
I know. That's the thing about a frilly skirt. You have to hop.
Oh my god. Okay, but this crystal ball, it smells awful, first of all. I mean, puke. It smells like puke from the sea. Salty puke. I'm scared to touch it. I don't want to touch it.
I feel like we have to. I'll touch it.
Okay, you touch it. My little arms can't reach that far.
I know. You're so incredibly small. I didn't know I was this small. I feel like maybe you got shrunk a little bit in my body.
Miranda, I don't remember you always being 3 feet tall.
I don't remember it either. I feel like that's something I would have clocked.
Definitely. You would have clocked your own height for sure.
I think I would have.
I think you would have been aware of that, definitely. Do you want to touch the crystal ball?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to touch it. Here I go.
Miranda touches the crystal ball. It's, you know, it's relatively nice. A little slimy. It looks like someone maybe vomited on it. That's probably what the smell is. But other than that, nothing really happens. Around the crystal ball on the table, there's three little spots where it seems like something is supposed to go.
Okay, so first of all, ew.
I know. it's just so gross and disgusting because I've never puked when I'm drunk or anything. Like, I'm kind of that, like, I'm a tank.
Wow.
And it's just when I see people do it, I'm like, grow up. Anyway.
It is immature.
It's immature. These little spaces on the table, little dust ringlets where things should be, I assume.
Yeah, maybe if we find stuff to put in it, it'll, like, do something.
Ooh, like clean the vomit.
Well, maybe it would clean the vomit. Maybe it would, like, open a door.
Oh my god, we do need to get out of here, huh?
Yeah.
We definitely can't stay here forever.
Because I'm, like, gonna get hangry.
We're definitely gonna get... I'd say reason number one we have to get out of here is definitely hangry. But also, we're gushing blood and, like, we have head injuries.
You're so smart.
Well, I think it's like women, I believe, hot take from Steve, women are inherently smarter than men. And I'm a feminist.
Wow.
And I think I'm kind of like brain blasting here with my woman brain.
Oh, so you're like enjoying your woman brain.
I kind of love being a little Shirley Temple-esque woman.
Yeah. You know what? I'm beginning to think.
What?
Maybe we didn't necessarily switch bodies. Maybe I got switched into your body and you got switched into Shirley Temple's body.
Oh my god, that would make so much sense because I'm looking in the mirror and I'm the spinning image of Shirley Temple.
Of young Shirley Temple.
I have little tap shoes on. Look at me go.
I know, that's so cute.
But wait.
Where's my body?
Where's your body? Oh my god.
Is Shirley Temple running around in my body somewhere?
Oh, well, that would be delicious. I mean, you'd be a star. It would be
problematic.
No, you're gonna.
I know, but then I would switch back into my body and people would be like, this is not charming.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like, where those dance abilities go.
Exactly.
They're not going to be calling you Miranda Temple anytime soon. No. I'll tell you that.
And why would they?
Okay, well,
let's look at the size of the, like, what is the shape of these holes? So maybe we can find the objects.
Tell us the shape of these. Let's see.
You look at them and your best comparison would be like the size of like the coaster or like the base of something.
Coaster. Oh my god. Let's go to the hutch.
Yes. Tap, 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 tap.
I love my tap shoes.
You go to the hutch. Sitting on the hutch is a very beautiful candelabra that has four different candles in it. The candles look exactly the same. They have a crescent moon design at the front. To Steve, the crescent moons all look various shades of gray, but Miranda can see the different colors that they are. And they go in the order of yellow, blue, pink, and orange. There's also two tarot cards sitting on the hutch.
Okay.
What are we thinking? This seems like it's important in some regard, but I can't for the life of me figure out why.
No, and it's like with psychics too, they have so many little trinkets and so many little gadgets to do their like freaky shit.
It's like, what's a clue and what's a hoarding problem?
I know. It's like, and also it feels like a deeply personal, like it feels like this, like these tarot cards look old. And I know for a fact, and I know this from listening to podcasts, those tarot cards have to be gifted to you. You actually can't buy them yourself. So like,
right.
This is a heirloom tomato.
Wow.
Just kidding.
No, you're funny.
I'm Shirley Temple's hilarious. Oh my God.
Okay. What if I give the tarot cards to you and then you can like show me what's on them?
Okay. I'll flip them
here
over.
There you go.
I'll flip over the tarots.
I'm giving them to you.
Thanks.
Miranda slides the tarots back over to Steve, and then he flips them over. One is called the One True King, and the other one is called the Three Sons. And based on that, Steve is able to make a great prediction because he knows a little about tarot cards.
Okay, this is stunning to me, because you know
do tell.
Because you know who had three sons.
Who?
Shirley Temple.
As a child,
as a child, they were secret and they were hidden from the presses.
Oh, that's so problematic.
No, don't worry. She
adopted them.
She adopted them. Okay. She adopted them, and it was actually in vitro fertilization. So it was a surrogate. So that Shirley Temple,
yeah, that's awesome.
She was a child when she did this, but Shirley Temple actually they got like a 35-year-old surrogate. And
to give her three sons.
To give Shirley Temple three sons specifically. And they actually like they impregnated this woman so much, and they really wanted to like get sons, so they were like, she was actually an octomom. She was the first octomom because they really wanted to up their chances of getting sons. So they had
She had eight kids.
She had eight kids, three sons, five daughters. The five daughters, we don't
also know. If yeah. somebody has more than one kid, is it just because there's more sperm inside of them?
I think absolutely.
Okay.
I think
that you're the doctor.
I'm the doctor. So it's like, okay. So I think like three kings, three sons, like
that's like a parallel.
That's like a
Do
parallel.
Do you think it's possible that like maybe like Shirley Temple like put us in here?
Oh my God. Do you think?
And like she wanted my body for some reason.
Do you think she was trapped in here and the only way for her to escape
was to trap other people?
Was to trap other people. Oh
also,
my God.
Is like the three sons thing maybe like a three, like three sons, like three think places on the table?
No.
Okay.
Wait. Yes! The three places on the table. Here. Let's cut the three kings card into three pieces. Do it, I dare you.
Okay,
rip it up.
I take out my pocket knife.
Yep, Miranda takes out her pocket knife and she cuts so there's the three sons and the one king, and she cuts the king card into three pieces and leaves the three sons card just like as is.
Right. I feel like we kind of conflated those cards. I feel like we kind of...
I do, I yeah. agree.
But listen, regardless, do... Slice them up, girly.
Okay. Is the candelabra the same size as the place of the hole on the table?
Oh.
They look at the candelabra and no.
Okay, never mind.
What about... Oh my God, the moons! Right?
What? They all look gray to me.
Well, to me, they look like the colors mentioned before.
What does that have to do with it?
Here, I don't know. Let's go over to the closet.
Okay, top.
Oh my God, look
top,
at me flattaying. I'm flattaying.
Oh my God.
I'm spinning around the room.
You're so cute.
And I can sing. Oh.
Oh, such a beautiful voice. Dr. Steve can't help himself but to just like sing just a little quick bar about their current situation.
In a psychic's room, one might find gloom. In a psychic's room, one might find doom. Escape the psychic room, you'll get out of the room. Where
they get to the closet.
Wow, that was a really, those were a good couple of bars.
Thank you. I actually, I'm thinking of starting a TikTok.
You should.
Thank you.
Miranda looks at the closet doors, and there's four little squares that, I guess, for Miranda, using Steve's eyes, they all just look gray, but Steve, in his newfound, like, sense of color, notices they're the same, like, colors on the candelabra candles. They just have to be put in the right order.
Oh my god.
What?
So, basically, these are the same colors as the candelabra colors, they just have to be put in order. Can I say something?
Maybe you should do it.
I'll definitely do it, but I have to say, because this is my first time seeing color, what the fuck is up with purple?
What do you mean?
What the fuck is up with this fucked up color called purple?
I guess you are all colorblind. Usually people just can't see like red and green.
No, it's all black and white for me, like a dog.
Wow, that's sad.
I know. Anyway,
I mean, purple's like, I mean, if purple's a hard color for you to deal with, it's gonna be hard to be in the psychic's lounge.
I know.
Psychic is like purple's like,
they look
the
around
unofficial.
And there's just like purple, like kind of draped in everything. Like, everything's a little purple.
It's like the unofficial color of psychics.
And it's also like, and then sometimes like a dark blue, like weasels her shady little booty in there, and she's like, I'm purple, and it's like, stop. We know you're
What's your
not.
Favorite color?
So far, I really like yellow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bold choice.
You seem upset.
No, it's just, I think it's ugly.
What?
I don't even, like, in this black and white with these dog eyes, I don't even really miss yellow.
Ugh.
I miss red.
What? Whatever. You're, I, maybe, I, maybe that means I'm a piss freak.
Are That's we? Yeah, maybe.
Thinking. You think I'm a piss
I mean,
freak?
I do think... Steve, I really respect you and I love you and I have to be honest with you.
Miranda, I respect and love you.
Okay, so I have to be honest.
Okay.
Maybe you do have to check. Obviously, when you talk about piss when you're in the body of like a grown man, it's like fine and funny.
Sure.
But when you talk about piss in the body of young Shirley Temple, it's like kind of disturbing
totally.
To me.
It is. Totally. I can't imagine what this looks like for you, seeing a 3 foot child in a little frilly dress and little ringlets talking about being a piss freak. And I understand the optics completely, but you forget that I'm also Steve, a grown ass man, 33.
No, I do understand that. I like, and you should be allowed to be however you want to be. I just want you to know that it is like a nightmare, kind of.
Totally. And I'm also realizing that you're seeing this in black and white, so...
And covered in blood.
And covered in... Oh my god, it's dried up now. It's crusty.
I know, crusty.
Okay.
You should do the candles in
I'll
the,
do the candles.
Right place.
Okay. So I'm moving the candles.
So he goes to look at the candles and brings them over. And the order he sees is yellow, blue, pink, and orange. So he organizes the colors in that way. And the closet clicks open.
Oh my god!
What's in here?
Oh, there's a beautiful silk robe, a little lockbox.
Oh
I'm
my
gonna
god.
Slide this robe on.
Put that robe on, first of all.
Miranda
fabulous.
Puts on the robe, and it looks stunning on Steve's body, if I may just say so. She does a bit of a strut around and puts her hands in the pockets. And inside, she finds a single match... And another tarot card. The tarot card says the two lovers.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What does this mean, Steve?
Well, we're not in love.
No.
No. We can't be in this child's body.
Legally.
Legally. But oh my god, I feel bad that we cut up all those other tarot cards now.
Do they have like a meaning?
Well, Shirley Temple loved her children.
So maybe these aren't really so much like classic tarot cards as hints into Shirley Temple's life.
Yeah, a life I wish I knew more about personally. But listen, What do you also have? A match. You also have a match.
Yeah, is there anything I could, like, light this on? Or yeah,
the candelabra!
Okay, yes. Let's
light
go.
Light the candles!
Click, 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 tap, 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 swoosh.
They
go over to the candelabra and light the match and light each one of the candles. It's beautiful for a moment, and then one of them burns very, very brightly, and the candle melts faster than you expect it to. And inside is a little tiny gem.
Ah!
Oh, it's like Hanukkah and my Zadies. Am I right?
Wait, so what's your... I mean, I know we're friends, but like we're just like new to the friendship thing. So you had a quinceañera and Hanukkah.
I'm half Jewish, half Latino.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no, like, my memory is coming back to me, and we are co-workers at Baskin-Robbins.
Okay. That's good to know. I didn't remember that we used to be enemies, and now we're good friends because all of our friends from high school left to go to university, and we were left with each other.
Oh my god, it was like Sister to the Traveling Pants. And, like, all of our friends kind of went away on these...
Okay.
Because, like, all of our friends kind of went away on, like, these really, like, lavish, fun, like, enriching vacations. Like, really, like eat, pray, love kind of journeys. But we were kind of stuck at home. Yawn in Oakville. Hello.
Yuck.
Or snooze, snooze, snooze. And remember, we were scooping ice cream, ice cream, ice cream all day. And we had that coworker who, much like Bailey from the first Sister of the Traveling Pants book, had leukemia.
Yeah. And that was sad.
It was sad, but she actually beat it, so.
Yeah, she did, so it's okay. And then she got hit by a car.
I know, the day she beat it.
She beat it. She was so excited. She was like, yay. And I was like, be careful. And then she, like, fell backwards off the curb and got hit by a car.
By a car, by a Toyota Camry. And I remember, and the irony of it all is she was like, I can't, because she was never allowed to eat Tiger Tail ice cream because of her chemo.
Yeah, because it would make her chemo not work. That's not something a lot of people know about Tiger Tail ice cream.
No, people in the medical community aren't talking about that enough. But like, she ate, so she was like, the second I'm done treatment, I'm going to get a sundae of just Tiger Tail ice cream.
Yeah.
And I remember serving it for her, and she slipped on that Tiger Tail ice cream.
And because you served her that Tiger Tail ice cream after she got her chemo, that's like when we started calling you like a doctor, ironically.
I know, that was fun.
It's like your nickname. You're not like a real doctor.
Well, I was actually in school to become a therapist.
And then what happened?
I couldn't afford it.
Oh, that's sad.
It's actually not funny. It's actually a reality that many, many people face.
That's really sad.
I did apply for scholarships, but then unfortunately, because I had to work so many part-time jobs to kind of just like sustain like, you know, groceries, rent, etc., my grades were slipping because I couldn't focus enough on school. So then I ended up losing my scholarship because of that.
Really?
It was actually really hard. But,
do you want to know why I got kicked out of school?
Yeah, sure.
I brought a gun to class.
No. Oh my god, no way!
Yeah, but it was let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. It's not like it sounds. It's not like it sounds.
Because as it sounds right now, it sounds like you brought a gun to school, which is very bad.
No, so like, I was running late for class that day.
Okay, we're off to a very...
And I opened my door. My parents work. Parents both work. Yeah,
totally.
So like, I opened my door, and there was a big wolf outside my house.
No.
And I was like, this is really scary that this wolf is outside of my house.
Totally.
And it wouldn't leave. It was like growling at me. And I was like, what? And it kept growling at me because it was like very hungry, I think. Because it had like its little ribs pointing out.
So it was growling at you and you were like, what?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Because I was like, this is rude and I don't know what you're saying.
I know. It's a nasty thing to do.
It was nasty.
Yeah, nasty.
So then I went and I was like, I went and I got my like dad's gun that he got from the army. Mm-hmm. So it's legal.
Yeah.
Totally.
And
support
it was like,
troops.
Yeah, exactly. And I got the gun and I was like, if I show the wolf the gun, it'll be scared and it'll
totally.
Go away.
Yeah.
And I did that and the wolf kept growling and I was like, what? And then I like shot some warning shots into the sky and then the wolf was like, ah, and he ran away. So then I was running so late that I was like, I don't have time to go back and put this gun
to put away the gun.
So I just grabbed it and put it in my bag and went to class.
Totally. Okay.
But this you is like a, yeah. This is a criminal law class, right?
Oh, that.
And you know how like on the first day of a lot of criminal law classes, they'll be like some they'll hire like an actor to come in and like steal someone's bag. Oh, yeah. And then they'll be like, who, what did you see? What do you remember seeing to like teach you to like always be looking? Well, the actor stole my bag. And the prof was like, so what did everybody see? Like, what's going on? We need to learn about watching.
Of course.
And then the actor came back in and he was like, I have something awkward to say. That, and everyone was like, what? And then he's like, there's a gun in here. And I was like, that's mine. And then they were like, what are you planning on doing with that? And I was like, I was just scaring a wolf. But they didn't believe me. So that's why I brought a gun to school. It's not evil.
No.
Miranda and Steve are both very satisfied that it's a perfectly reasonable reason to bring a gun to class, just as it's perfectly reasonable for Shirley Temple to have eight children while she was very young, because it wasn't weird and creepy. It was a surrogate. Also, you told the story about the person with leukemia, and that was also fine. Everyone's satisfied. Yes.
Because she didn't die from leukemia.
She died from a car crash.
Oh my God.
This gem? Oh my God.
What is this gem? I wish you had that gun right now. We could shoot it up and see what's inside.
No. I know.
The gem is a beautiful, like, bloodstone red, which, of course, only one of you can really appreciate.
Oh my God. Red, red, red. I've never seen a crimson so deep. Okay, I guess maybe I'll bite it. No, that hurt.
Yeah, it bites it, and it's a real gem. That's what Steve got for
definitely
that.
Definitely real. Chipped my tooth a little bit. Okay.
Maybe we should put it on the hole.
Oh my God, Miranda. I was going to say the same thing.
Oh my God, Jinx.
You owe me a soda.
Do you remember when you say that? Did you say, like, when it's like, Jinx, you owe me a soda, and then no black magic? What the hell is up with that?
What?
Yeah,
that sounds
that's
deeply
what my
problematic.
I know. I just remembered that now, and I was like, I've got some unlearning to do in order to be a good ally.
Definitely. There's definitely a them article we can read about that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna put it on the table.
Yeah, put it on the table.
They go over to the table with the gem, and they put it in, like, where they think something's supposed to be. It doesn't quite fit, but you know what? For now, they leave it there while they keep looking around.
Okay, I've got a pitch.
Okay, pitch. Hear me out.
Let's go to the display shelves.
Display, can I say something?
Yes.
You are growing so much as a leader in this experience.
Oh my God, do you think so?
I really do, and, like, kind of my memory is coming back to me rapidly, and like you were kind of, it felt like I was kind of on the fast track to become assistant manager at Baskin R, which is what we call it. Sometimes we call it 31 Rob. But I'm crying.
Oh my God.
When this is all over, I want you to get that job instead of me.
That's so nice. And you know what? I think we could do is we could be co-assistant managers. But I'm almost too sad about that because, like, if we're both assistant managers, then, like, can we work at the same time anymore? I don't want to work at 31 Rob if we can't work together.
God. No. Okay, we'll message Gary about our schedules after all of this. Okay? Let's go to the, where are we going?
The display,
shelf.
Tap, 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 tap.
You both tap your way. You both tap your way to the display shelves. Steve a little more tappity because, you know, he's Shirley Temple technically. And the display shelf walls would make a beautiful Pinterest photo. I mean, it's covered in a lot of beautiful stuff that you can't really take in, but two things stand out to you. One is a peacock statue, and the other is yet a fourth tarot card.
Oh my God. Remember the peacock from the mural?
That was decapitated.
That was decapitated. You know what I'm thinking.
We decapitate this.
We decapitate this effing peacock.
Okay, with how? How?
Oh my God.
Oh, I have a pocket knife.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, you hold it down.
Well, technically, I have a pocket knife. Because I had it before.
Oh yeah, but
you're finding it in my blazer.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're Shirley Temple, so like I want to kind of like have a thing.
I'm sorry, I'm mansplaining. Sorry, Shirley Temple splaining.
Yeah, you're your little girl splaining, but it's
I'm
okay.
Little girl splaining. One of the most insidious things in our society. Yeah. Little girl splaining. Enough. Okay.
Okay.
Slice her up. Slice her up. Girl.
Okay. Hold her down.
Steve holds down the statue, the inanimate object that needs to be restrained.
It does.
As Miranda pulls out the pocket knife and hacks away at the statue's head. After a few hacks, the head sort of splits off, and inside they find another bloodstone gem that looks like it fits, like the statue's kind of standing with its wings forward, like it needs to hold something. And it's got the base of the statue is about the size of a coaster.
Oh,
okay.
My God. Okay, first of all, let me bite the gem, see if it's real. Ow, it is.
So it is.
Okay, well, this peacock desperately wants to hold on to this crystal.
And the bottom of the statue is the same as the coaster size.
The same as a coaster. Not a coaster. We can't put a drink. We can't put a drink on that, can we? It's a peacock. Okay, put it on the table, girly.
And then we'll put the gem in there.
Oh my God, and then we'll put the gem in there.
Yeah.
We have so many little trinkets. I think we should steal the shit out of this place after.
Get a
little tote bag and sell this shit on Etsy.
They should call this place Shopper's Drug Mart, because I'm going to steal a lot from here and not feel bad about it, even as an adult. God.
Honey, they should call this place Bulk Barn, H&M, and Loblaws.
H&M?
Easy to steal accessories from there.
Oh, wow.
Remember that Remember that gold plastic triangle necklace I got you? It had three gold plastic triangles.
Yes.
H&M stolen.
Oh my God. That makes me feel even better about it.
Yeah, it's like I'm breaking the law.
Yeah.
This episode of Spooked is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/spooked, S-P-O-O-K-E-D, to get 10% off your first month.
That's betterhelp, HELP.com/spooked.
Yes.
Love is in the air.
That's
Valentine's
right.
Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day coming up, and it's okay if you don't have a sweetheart this year. Mm-hmm. Have no fear. I know that weighs on a lot of people, whether they have a Valentine, don't have That's a Valentine, right. You know, and the stresses of planning Valentine's Day is a lot. It can be a lot for you, and you might need someone to talk to during this time.
Self-love is important, and what better way to do that than with our friends at BetterHelp?
Exactly. I know that for myself, mm-hmm. I get a lot of stress while doing planning and putting things together. That really stresses me out. It gives me anxiety. It makes me kind of just fold up and want to just stay in bed. But it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
So the people at BetterHelp have people to talk to you about this and talk to me.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp's a great way to do that. It's entirely online. So even if you are stuck in bed, what great way to start it where you don't have to leave the first few sessions.
Exactly, yeah. Just open up your
open it up
laptop.
And get it started right there.
Yeah, in bed. Perfect. You can still wear your jammies, just as I like it.
BetterHelp is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, whatever that schedule may be. Just fill out their brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And hey, if they don't work out for some reason, you can switch your therapist at any time for no additional charge.
Yeah, you're not stuck to a therapist, you know? And it's all online and everything, so you don't have to have that awkward thing of like in person and then they're just wondering whether they're going to see you again in person and it's more of a connection. No, do online. Do BetterHelp.
That's right. So don't forget, go to betterhelp.com/spooked to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/spooked. Today.
Okay.
Let's also read. Yeah, let's
put
it on the table.
Oh, sorry. The tarot card. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Okay, I'm giving it to you.
Okay, and I'm turning it over.
Miranda gifts the tarot card to Steve. Steve turns it over, and it is the Nine of Swords.
Nine Swords, three Suns, 3 × 3 = 9.
Oh my God. What does that mean?
Oh my God. We have to kill Shirley Temple's sons.
Well, where are they?
Well, after this, we have to find them.
Okay.
So that'll be like our next adventure, I'm getting the sense of.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to look at this little lockbox in the closet.
Oh, we haven't even done that.
Yeah, because I was too busy strutting around in my robe.
You just started watching RuPaul's Drag Race, so you're really not in that moment.
Shantae,
we're going to stay in this room if we don't hustle over to the lockbox, see what's in there.
That's true. Let's go over there.
Okay.
They shantae their way over to the lockbox and take a look at it. The lockbox has it's like a combination lock with four slots, and above each slot is a different symbol. There's a sword, a heart, a crown, and a sun.
Okay. Oh, yikes.
So, yikes, first of all.
Second of all, the nine of swords.
We have
the three suns.
Three suns. Wait, what were they again?
There's hearts and the king. There's one king, right?
One king.
Three sons.
Nine swords.
So we're missing these hearts.
The heart.
Where have we not looked yet?
The door? The door! Well, I feel like the door is but the door is probably how we get out of here. What about,
They do have four tarot cards.
Wait, okay.
What's the heart one?
Where did I put that? Where'd you put it? Are you stealing?
Not yet.
Miranda feels back in the robe to pull out the tarot card that was in there.
Oh, I'm so silly.
Oh my god. You're a freak.
What is this?
She gifts it to Steve, who then flips it over and again sees that it's the two lovers.
Oh! That's the heart. Oh my god. Not to be mean, but it's I feel like my little girl brain's a little bit slow. You know what I mean? After all, she's how old? Never mind.
Well, she's I don't know, five?
Five. Totally. Sure. I think actually for five, I'm pretty well spoken. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, so two lovers. So I have all the cards. They have been gifted to me. So we have the nine swords.
Is it a combination lock?
Combination lock. Is it a combination lock, or do we slice up the cards some more and stuff them in and then it opens?
I don't think it's that.
Okay. You're right.
We'll put that on the back burner.
Thank you.
I'm going to examine this little combination lock thing again.
Maybe bite it.
Okay.
Miranda bites the lock box and it's real. There are four number slots, so four slots that scroll between different numbers, and above each of the slot is a different symbol. A sword, a heart, a crown, and a sun.
Okay, so for the sword, because we have nine of swords, I'm going to put a nine there.
Oh my god, you are so smart!
Thank you. And then for the heart, I'll put two because we have the two lovers.
Oh my god. I think I can guess the next one. Can I guess?
Yes.
Oh my god. So for the suns, you're actually going to go ahead and you're going to put nine.
No, I don't. I mean, I think it would be three because it's the three suns.
Try mine first, and if it'll work.
And if it doesn't work, then we'll do mine.
Well, it will work, but
okay.
Well, yeah, we'll put yours on the back burner.
Okay, so we'll put one king.
One king.
Okay, so then for the kings, I'll put one. And then for the sons, I'll put nine first and try to open it.
Totally. They try to open it. It doesn't work.
Okay, so...
Can you try again?
Sure, yeah, okay.
They try again. It doesn't work. Steve?
Did you really put nine in there?
You try it this time.
Okay, I'll try it. And I'm actually putting nine in and I'm paying attention.
Steve tries. And tries to pull on the lockbox. It still doesn't work. Steve is a little embarrassed, so starts to cut up the tarot cards and just shove them in to see if that'll work, and that doesn't seem to work either.
Snip. Now we have nothing.
Okay, but I still remember what they were.
Whatever.
So maybe we could just put a three in there and try that out.
Okay. To humor you,
I'll put
a three. And if it doesn't work, I expect an apology.
If it doesn't work, you can cut me.
No!
You can! You can punch me.
That's my body that I inevitably wish to return to.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, that's true.
I won't do that. Okay, I'll put the three.
He puts in the three, and the lockbox snaps open. There's an awkward moment where the two stare at each other.
You might have just probably, like, loosened it up before with the other stuff.
I actually put nine. You weren't looking. It was actually nine, not three that I did.
I don't think that's true.
You're actually...
Steve, I think you're lying to me.
You couldn't see because I was actually, like, where you were facing. You couldn't see. But I actually
Steve, I don't think you did because it didn't work before.
Well...
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
We'll
do three swords.
The lockbox still remains open.
I mean, the box is open.
Oh, it's open! Yay! Yeah! Oh my god. Sorry, I was just so caught up with being right that I got distracted.
Not really, but...
I think I was.
Okay, well, let's look inside the lockbox.
Don't gaslight a child, first of all.
That's my right. That's my right as a man. Sorry. To gaslight a child.
I forgot. Okay, the box is open, and I'm scared.
They look in the box.
Let's look.
There is there's a statue of a tiger, and his tail is, like, forward, ready to hold something. And there's also just, like, a small black journal, but there's only one entry in it. And it says, 7 years bad luck, but it was worth it.
Oh, my God.
Do you think this was written by Shirley Temple?
I know it was, first of all, because I'm looking at it and that's my handwriting.
Shirley Temple's handwriting. Shirley. Okay.
Sorry, it's like, you know when, like, cops go undercover?
Yeah, you're like Shirley Temple now. Though you are Steve.
I'm losing myself. I'm in too deep.
Come back! Slap!
Ouch!
Slap, slap!
You are slapping a little girl.
Nobody can see.
The optics just
so nobody can see, it's
in
okay.
general of a big, tall, grown man slapping a 3-foot Shirley Temple child. Although no one can see it, you catch a reflection of it in the crystal ball and the mirror, and you're like,
I look good.
And you know what? My cheeks look all red and flush after that, so thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Shirley Temple. Okay, I have a pitch. I think we should put this.
Let me have
this
it.
Tiger.
Yes,
in the coaster
with the, in the coaster space.
Yes,
and put the gem in the tiger.
Exactly, we're
hole.
On the same. We're on the same page.
Put it. So I'm assuming it goes in his anus, his back, the tiger's booty.
No, I mean the tail, probably.
Kind of like an enema. Well, the tail is probably like a euphemism for like booty. You know what I mean?
So again, Shirley, I am going to visit that. It is horrific to watch you as a 5-year-old child talk about putting a gemstone in a tiger's asshole. Truly, the optics are crazy to me. And I just hit you.
Truly.
And I brought a gun to school.
And you brought a gun to school. You're a bad man.
Well, woman.
You're a filthy man. You're a nasty woman.
Thank you.
You're a nasty.
I'm with her.
You're with... you know what? I voted Hillary.
I know. I voted Hillary, too.
I know we had to lie at Baskin Robbins and say we voted for Trump.
Yeah.
But
oh my god, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you voted for Hillary, too. I felt so...
I voted for Hillary. Wow. We live in Oakville, United States. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I'll put it in his butt.
It's not gonna go... It's a ceramic statue.
And what did you mean? Just because it's a ceramic statue, you can't be a gay man with a gaping hole?
Yeah, no, not that it can't be gay. I'm just saying it can't have a gaping hole. It doesn't have a gaping hole.
Okay, well, I'm going to try.
Also, I don't like seeing Shirley Temple's child lips say gaping hole.
Oh. My little tiny hands can't shove this gem into the tiger's ass.
Because there's no hole for in the tiger's ass.
Okay, we'll put it on the tail.
Thank you.
Ugh. You always have to have it your way.
They place the gem on the tail and the tiger statue, like, in the place of where the little hole is. And so now they've got the tiger and the peacock each holding a gem, and there's one more space. But, oh, it's looking so nice.
Wait.
Oh my god, you know, this is another sign.
Yeah. So do you remember when we
tiger
were looking
tail
at
ice
the...
cream.
Tiger oh. tail ice cream. No, yeah, you go on yours.
Well, I would just think, like, tiger tail ice cream, and it's like, what if, like... Because what if the spirit of our ex-coworker who got hit by a car, what if she's actually here?
And she, but, you think so? Do you think maybe if we, like, look in the crystal ball, like, she'll send us a message?
Maybe. I mean, like, we did kind of kill her by accident.
No, she killed herself by accident.
Listen, I didn't want to confront you about this here, but I'm going to end up having to do it. When, because I kind of took the fall and I kind of said I made her that tiger tail sundae.
Yeah.
But I remember, Miss Miranda.
Yeah.
That you were like, scoop it from the edges so it's extra melty. Give her the extra melty ice cream. And I said, well, she wants it in a cup. So if I do that, the overflow will be quite wet and drippy and slippery. And then you said, yeah, that's kind of the point. Let's get her hit by a car.
Damn and it. I was like, I thought you didn't hear like, that part.
Well, I thought you were joking. I obviously thought you were joking, so then I did it. And then, next thing I know, she is slipping and sliding as if she's wearing Heelys. Like those wheelie shoes.
Oh, I'm familiar with Heelys, yeah.
And she's slipping and sliding the freeway, the highway, going round and round, loop-de-loops, zigzagging through the highway, leaving a streak of tiger tail ice cream in her wake. And then I
took out my gun, and I shot her in the head. But then I pushed her in front of a car so nobody would see.
And I said, and I was like, I was begging you. I was like, oh my God, well, like, at least film it. You know, like, this could be funny.
Yeah.
Like, don't waste the opportunity.
But you know why I did it? I had a good reason. I'm not a killer of innocence.
No, you're not.
I didn't kill her.
We were just,
because she
you
was.
You didn't kill her.
I had a reason. I mean, I did kill her, but I didn't kill her. She had her. She deserved to die. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because she was Tiffany Trump.
Shut up. Yeah. Oh my God, she was.
Or, you know, as I like to say, drum.
Oh, that's funny, Marin.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's all coming back. Yeah, because she was wearing a brunette wig the whole time. And oh my God, they were doing like a kind of undercover boss scenario, an undercover.
Because Donald Trump famously owns
Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
Donald Trump presents Baskin 31 Robbins.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I killed her.
She duped us this entire time. Well, she did have it coming, if that's the case.
Yeah, anybody who is related to a bad politician deserves to die, in my brain.
Aren't you worried that the POTUS, acronym for President of the United States, do you think he's going to be after us kind of on our trail now that he knows that we might have killed his daughter?
Well, okay, that's actually why I brought you here to the Psychic's Lounge.
What?
Because this psychic...
That's why you brought me here?
Yeah, I remember that. It just came back to me. It was a buried memory.
Miranda?
Yeah, I came here because...
You duped me.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know this was going to happen.
Well...
I just thought we were going to go to a psychic...
We were in a Psychic's Lounge. You didn't see it in the crystal ball?
No, I'm not a psychic.
Right, sorry.
I just was like, we can go to the Psychic's Lounge and she can tell us how to, like, switch to bodies or, like, something like that so that we won't be found by Donald Trump when he comes after me with a slingshot.
And he will come after us with a slingshot.
Well, I've seen him, like, parked outside the front of 31 Robin.
Totally.
With a slingshot.
And he's stretching his...
Like, exactly, he's taunting
just
me.
Just stretching it out.
And he said to me after work one time, I was like, are you here to kill me? And he was like, no, I'm just going to shoot this rock up your ass one day.
What?
Yeah.
I can't believe. Oh my God.
He doesn't want to kill me. He just wants to shoot a rock up my ass.
Up your hole.
Yeah.
The more memories I regain, the more I remember we lived a very toxic and convoluted life.
Yeah. We were bad kind of people.
No wonder we were seeking help. As a last resort from a psychic.
Yeah.
We must have been at our wit's end. Well, I mean, after this, I guess we have to, like, go into hiding if Trump is after us.
Well, you don't have
might
to.
Well, stay in here. Well, I mean,
because you're Shirley Temple.
Well, I'm Shirley Temple, just Donald Trump's type, unfortunately.
Oh my God!
Anyway, I decided... I've decided that... We do need to escape.
Okay, so can I say my point now?
For once and for all. Can we? Say your point. So, oh my God, I completely, bulldozed over your point.
So these statues, right?
yeah. Oh, right. The statues. Totally.
So we have a peacock.
So are you saying my tiger tail thing is like just a little bit unrelated? It's more of a loose coincidence?
No, I think that maybe there is a connection as to why we're here. And there's a tiger, and tiger tail ice cream is why we killed our coworker. So we have a tiger, and we have a peacock. And if you recall, when we were looking at the mural, there was a tiger and a peacock in the mural.
Was there a third animal?
I don't know. Let's go and look.
They go and look at the mural.
Tap, tap, tap.
They see a tiger, a peacock, and an elephant.
We need to find that elefante.
Okay, well, where could it be?
Oh my god, elephants are normally so big. I'd imagine probably outside in like a safari.
I know.
Miranda's still clutching the journal.
Well, what do you think this means?
We haven't really opened the journal. I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of scared of journals. It's a little bit of a phobia.
Oh my god. Wait, I have an idea.
Okay.
So this is Shirley Temple's handwriting, right?
Right.
And it says 7 years of bad luck, but it was worth it.
Breaking that mirror open, bitch.
You have to do it though, because you're Shirley Temple.
No, I don't want 7 years of bad luck, you bitch.
I'm not going to fucking do it.
Steve needs to overcome his fear of journals.
You're right.
Here, I'm going to hit you over the head with this journal.
No, you're going to double the size of my goose egg. Ouch! Ouch!
Slap, slap, slap.
The goose egg grows in size.
It's a meter long.
I know, now you're almost my height.
It's like a Pinocchio, but from my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Pinocchio.
You know, a Pinocchio, a long wooden phallus. Hand me the diary.
Here you go.
Thank you. Okay. I'm a little short. Can you lift me up so I can
Yes. Here. Okay, I'm going to lift you up like a cheerleader.
Okay. No peeking. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to peek. You're a kid. My eyes have never been more closed in my life.
Okay, I threw it.
Steve whips the journal at the mirror and the glass shatters. Behind the mirror, there's a small compartment that has an elephant statue holding a gem.
Ah!
Whoa! Oh my god, we should reunite her with her friends on the table.
Yes.
But first we should probably, the elephant's holding the gem wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, it's holding it.
Wait, Shirley?
But I think it Shirley? Needs to go
no, if you say something about elephant. A gaping hole, I will freak out. Shirley?
To call an elephant's hole gaping is redundant, first of all. And second of all, I need to put it in its huge elephant gaping hole.
Oh my god. Okay.
Miranda, let me, please.
That's true. I one time. I read in a John Green book.
Okay.
That you.
Which one?
Paper Towns.
Was it really Paper Towns?
Yeah, I know that's the only one you've read.
It is the only one that I read.
And you read it in Italy.
Oh my god, I read it in Italy on the Amalfi Coast. Student.
Yeah.
So much memory is coming back.
Oh.
I love it.
And I remember that the moral of the story was that you can't expect people to be more than who they are.
Oh my god. So, they expected Cara Delevingne to be more than a stunning pair of eyebrows, and guess what?
She wasn't. And you know what?
She can't act.
She can't act for shit. She got all the way to the end of Hot Ones, though.
Yeah, but it's like, here's the thing about Cara Delevingne's like career is like.
Are you taking a stance on Cara Delevingne?
I do. Okay. I really do because like the narrative of like transitioning like models to film is one that I'm absolutely here for 100%. We saw it with Tyra Banks in Life Size, and I hope to see it again in Life Size 2. Wait, it did come out. Sorry, memories coming back.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cara Delevingne, they think, oh my god, look at this gorgeous girl, these eyebrows, this look, let's put her in these superhero movies, let's make her be edgy. That is not her place. She needs to be a meek librarian who finds love. She does not need to be the fierce girl with a sword. Because you know what, we see that. I see a fashion editorial, I don't see a movie.
Wow.
Shirley Temple has deep thoughts. Steve doesn't think this way. This is Shirley speaking.
She's been here for 7 years, it seems.
Well, Shirley is old Hollywood and she really kind of like respects the industry.
Wow. And she wants it to really be kept intact.
I know. She kind of, you know what? It makes her sick. It makes her sick to see what's happened.
Oh my god.
She hates Marvel. She hates Marvel.
In wow. in like the passion of discussing like these movies, Shirley Temple Steve has put the elephant statue in its place. The three gems glow and the crystal ball glows. And coming out of the glow of the crystal ball is like an apparition of like the real Shirley Temple.
Oh my god.
Oh shucks.
Oh my. Shirley?
Oh, how did you become me, oop-de-booped?
Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't know. We've been trying to figure that out, girly. How are you?
Can I just say I wish I was vlogging right now.
No.
You really should. This is great. This is glorious.
I'm still alive, I think, but this is young me, so I'm going to say I don't know what vlogging is.
There's no world in which you're alive. I don't think you are.
I really don't think you're alive anymore, Shirley. I think you
I
ought
think
to
you
be
died
dead.
Young.
But no, you
I was
so
in government.
Cute. Oh my god. Are you okay? Yes. Are you safe where you are?
Look, here's what's happened. Oh, this is my voice. Some crazy girl who said her name was Tiffany stole my body, and now she's out. Clearly, she's stolen another body because my body's right here, and I don't know what's gonna happen, but we have to put things right.
Tiffany survived the car crash and bullet wound to the head that I gave her.
Oh, Tiffany, a daughter of a horrible politician, which I know because I did work for a time in politics. Also,
you
again,
are right.
My
I
voice is
that.
Really morphing, and we're just gonna go with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been out of my body for too long!
No, I'm living for the drama of it all.
Behind you, you hear the rattle of the beaded curtains, and you turn around
and you
see...
You can't connect to this realm anymore.
You see a woman standing in the doorway who looks exactly like Miranda, and she's also covered in blood.
Oh my god.
Oh, I thought you two were dead.
No. Nevertheless,
no,
she persisted.
Miranda. Guess what, Miranda? You were wrong, because we're actually
alive. No, that's
alive.
Tiffany. I'm Miranda.
Oh, sorry.
Not
my goose egg has tripled in size since we've been here, so...
Not for much longer. If I have it my way, I'll have you both killed. And then Tiffany pulls out a gun, which seems a little tasteless to have, because, you know, you shouldn't just carry a gun with you in your purse. But she just pulled one out. Shirley Temple gives... Miranda, like Miranda and Steve's body, like a slingshot. She's like, here, use this giant slingshot and hurl the crystal ball at her, like her father would do to you.
Hey, Tiffany, I've got news for you.
What?
I am gonna take this big slingshot and I'm gonna shoot this crystal ball so far up your gaping hole, it's gonna touch your brain and you're gonna pass away.
Absolutely.
Miranda Steve slingshots the crystal ball square up Tiffany's anus. As it goes inside of her, she bursts with light and kind of like disappears. The entire psychic lounge like glows. It's very disorienting. And when all the dust has settled, you both are back in your proper bodies. So Tiffany's body, it works. It works that Miranda's actual body is fine. Steven is his body. And then little Shirley Temple is standing there too, I guess, as well. Yes. All this works. Tiffany is dead.
Whoa.
Yay, we killed her. We killed Tiffany.
And she left the door open.
Oh my god. You know what?
What?
Here's the thing. To kill Tiffany Trump twice with a friend, I have to say you are my sister now and you are actually family.
You're not just that was stunning. My sister, Steve.
Thank you.
You are my sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Wow.
They have
Thank you.
Successfully escaped the room.
Shirley, you come with, girl.
Okay, sure. Let's go dance on Broadway. And then I have to pass legislation.
Okay.
Of course, of course. Tap, 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 tap,
tap, tap, tap, tap, tap, tap, tap, tap, tap. Yay! You did it!
Yay!
That was fun.
Oh my god.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Oh, that was so fun. Do you guys want to introduce yourself as real people outside of your characters so people know who it is?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Go first, Ben. I'll follow whatever you say.
I'm Ben Sosarite. That's me.
Ben, do you have any like handles or social media or anything you want people to know about?
Yes, follow me at Instagram at JK_Miss_Thing, JK Miss Thing, and Smiley Gay on Twitter. I've been given serious career advice to just change both my handles to my real life name, but not today, honey. So find me there. And I also have a podcast that I host with a very funny stand-up comedian and sketcherson, Abba Maquando, called Nostalgique, where we talk about like stuff for nostalgia.
Wow, cool. Oh,
and my name is, I'm Carly Thorne.
Yeah.
You can follow me at Carly Thorne on Instagram, and it's CARLEYTHORNE. And on Twitter at Carly S. Thorne, because Carly Thorne was taken.
Oh.
I don't know, and I'm going to destroy them.
By who?
And I don't really have anything. Just follow me there, and then like.
Totally.
I can tell you about my projects, because right now I've been taking a long, just like a long quarantine break, but you can watch me post about my garden.
Oh.
Watch Carly post about her garden, everyone. We need this.
Grow up.
Please.
With it.
Get with it.
Please.
Care about the world around you for once. Look outside.
Well, you're both dreams. Thank you
so much
for having
us. That was so incredibly crazy.
Thank you for having us.
I was like, oh my God. At the very beginning, I was like,
blast.
This isn't usually as crazy as me and Ben go. And then we got there so quickly.
We got there so quickly. There was actually a moment where I was like, we haven't like, we haven't like gone gory yet. We haven't gone murder. We haven't gone.
We always do. We always kill someone.
Get there.
You hit them all.
We always kill someone. To utilize the word gaping hole.
That's, you have to.
That's what I need. That's
out of the mouth of Shirley Temple, which is
a
like,
lot.
What a dream.
I'm going to go on like a YouTube slam for Shirley Temple.
In America, in America, there's like basic, like an infomercial about the Shirley Temple box collection that played all the time when I was growing up. And it was all of Shirley Temple's movies and TV shows.
Oh my God.
And then they'd be like, America's Sweetheart. And then they'd cut to her being like, animal crackers in my soup. And like, that's like burned into my brain. And it hurts that nobody here knows about that commercial, but everyone in America knows exactly what commercial I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
I'm going to beg everyone listening to
just
go to
just
and look
Google
up that,
just go on YouTube and look up Shirley Temple box set and it'll come up and it's a lot.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm sick to my stomach already. sounds twisted.
Well, I thank you so much for being on the show and thank you everyone for listening. Goodbye.
Bye everyone.
Escape Capade is produced by Shannon LaHaye and Griffin Toplitsky. Artwork by Alex Laird. Music, courtesy of purple-planet.net. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and like us on Facebook. We'll see you next time. In the room.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.